So it does feel like somebody left the fridge door open in both Joburg and Cape Town. It's that last or maybe second last cold spell before we go into summer. Forecaster at the Weather Service, Elizabeth Viljoen, joining us. Elizabeth, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. What's happening here in Cape Town and Joburg, and what are we in for?
Hi, Mandy. Thank you so much for having me. Yes, it certainly does feel like the deep freeze door is left open up here in Gauteng. But what we can expect, okay, so today's Monday, we've got a cold front that moved over Gauteng, that moved away, left behind it this icy air. Down in the Cape, we've got a next front approaching, expected to make landfall on Wednesday. But before this, so on tomorrow evening, Tuesday evening, could see that pre-frontal, so before the cold front actually makes landfall, possibility of some drizzle, but the main activity is really from Wednesday. As that cold front moves through, we're looking at widespread showers, so 80% chance for Cape Town itself, some snow on the mountains, possibly once again. This cold front then, so that's on Wednesday, moves quite quickly through the central interior on Thursday. So we're seeing a drop of temperatures in Cape Town on Wednesday down to a maximum of only about 15 degrees, and that cooling stays. So no real quick recovery, unfortunately, except by Sunday. So maximums are expected for the mother city around 15, 16 degrees from Wednesday for the remainder of the week. Sunday starting to warm up to 19. So that front now moves through the central interior. By Thursday, starts to make an appearance in Gauteng. Starting to see slight cooling on Thursday. So we're going to have warming tomorrow in Gauteng and tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday starting to cool, but Friday we're really going to see the full effects of that front move through Gauteng. So temperatures will drop. Johannesburg is going to tomorrow maximum of 19, Wednesday 23, Thursday we see that initial cooling at 19 again. Friday only seeing a high of 16 degrees in Johannesburg. So quite chilly, a little bit of recovery for the weekend, but nothing like we saw last Saturday, unfortunately.
Elizabeth, thank you so much. That's a fabulous explanation. Elizabeth Viljoen, forecaster at the Weather Service, explaining why it's so cold right now in Gauteng and the Cape, and explaining also that second cold front that we're expecting as well, which means more cold weather before we head into summer.